These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Vincent Kompany and Raheem Sterling back in contention for the trip to Newcastle on this Tuesday evening. Defender and skipper Kompany's been out for the last month with the latest in a succession of calf-related problems, and England international Sterling's been out for 5 games with a groin injury. News timely for City ahead of their Champions League semi-final with Real Madrid next week. The first leg, of course, at the Etihad Stadium. Kompany's influence on the team significant. Boss Manuel Pellegrini, though, has not had to rush him back, as Elkin Mangala and Nicolas Otamendi have finally found some consistent form in recent weeks. Well, as for Sterling, the manager said he's coming from an important muscle injury. We'll see on Tuesday if he plays some minutes. It depends how he returns. David Silva, again missing with ankle trouble. Forward Sami Nasri, recently back from a lengthy layoff, will rest a minor muscle injury. Fullbacks Gal Cliche and Bakary Sagna both out with respective calf problems. City in good form, 3 successive league wins to strengthen their grip on a top four spot. Beat Chelsea 3-0 on Saturday. Pellegrini warning nothing can be taken for granted against Rafael Benitez. Relegation threat Newcastle. He said they're dangerous, hard to believe they're in this position. They're very good players, always difficult to play at St James's Park. I hope though we continue playing the same way we did on Saturday, being an aggressive team, trying to win from the beginning. Sergio Aguero, meanwhile, is eyeing the Premier League century as City look to boost their top four hopes at Newcastle. He took his goal tally in England to 99 with a hat-trick at Chelsea. The Argentinian's goals have come in 146 appearances. He'll hope to improve his record against Newcastle, a side against whom he's enjoyed considerable success in the past. The 27-year-old scored 5 in the Etihad Stadium walloping in October, and 10 times already against Newcastle. Pellegrini says he's scored an amount of goals and he's just behind Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy. He's fighting to be top scorer this year. The way he's playing, especially in the last game, I'm sure it'll be difficult for the other strikers to keep up with him. And finally, City have been linked with a move for Dinamo Zagreb teenage attacking midfielder Ante Koric. Said that club is in negotiations with the 19-year-old, with incoming boss Pep Guardiola having tried to sign the youngster from Bayern Munich 2 seasons ago.